This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
And the thing about the category is that it is often a category within a grouping of categories. I can categorically say that the category is sometimes the category.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen!
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
It's got all the different spices in there.
I think you mean Ed's Last Resort.
You go downstairs. Oh.
You discovering places in the city.
Oh, no, it's been there forever.
You know, the place with the spices.
You guys been to Cheers?
She went in there yesterday.
I've never been to Cheers.
She went in there yesterday, stocked up on cumin.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Sometimes you talk and you go real boomer and it like comes in my ears like that teacher in
Charlie Brown.
Like it's like
and accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
That's the key to what we're trying to do, Shime. It's a great question.
Please don't tell him it's a great question.
I'm in Shime's camp, though. I listen to you guys every now and again, and I'm on Shime Island.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Yeah. Greg Hill!
Show! Yeah.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Morning.
What it do?
Happy Friday.
Yep.
Yahoo!
Finally, happy Friday. Welcome to your show. Bruins get their first win of the season, Wiggy.
Yeah, still their D, though, is sloppy, man.
I mean,
a lot of like, was it Shime? You watched the whole game, Shime?
I watched the majority of it. I was on air with Fitzy for a little bit of it.
The second goal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Humble brag. Stress bragging. Whatever the word is.
For you, it used to be a stretch brag, but now it's a, now it's a stress brag.
Stress brag, yeah.
Did he reach out to you or did you reach out to them?
I'm sorry. That went right over my
head.
Full
segment last night or was?
Oh, no. I was filling in. We're doing the WEEI evenings. Me and Fitzy are on every Thursday. I think Fitzy's hosting Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays with Mego, Thursdays with me.
I wasn't aware that you now had a side hustle.
Yeah, Greg, I'm just a guy. I'm grinding away over here, working 7 days a week, doing what I can.
You are the man on the come up, as I have said many times. But anyway, Wiggy, your question for Sean.
Yeah, I think it was the second goal was the Caulfield. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Cole Caulfield.
Caulfield. It's like he's hanging around the net. Yeah. No one's there. Yep. He's just like, I don't know if you want, if you kind of look at their D, and I think a lot of expectations for their defense was that it was going to be
better.
Much better.
Yeah.
It's still like very, very sloppy. Guys in front of the net. They had another couple of goals, guys in front of the net last night. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But they did win. You know, their offense looked good. Swayman mm-hmm. looked good. At times, you know, you could tell he was a little rusty, but he still looked good. He made a nice glove save, like in the second period.
I mean, listen, you can't, in my opinion, you can't half-ass the goalie hug. Like, if you're going to do the goalie hug,
mm-hmm.
which you shouldn't do in absence of Linus. Like, that was their thing.
Right.
So you can't do a half goalie hug at the end. It's like the uncomfortable, you bring it up all the time. That whether it's at a roadshow or here in the office, you either go full in for the hug or you don't. The half hug is weird.
Agreed. Yeah,
it's weird.
Both
it's
need
weird.
To be on board for it. I was happy to see Dermot Kennedy was in attendance last night, and he was in the dressing room with Swayman last night. So maybe they gave each other a nice hug to make him feel
maybe a
bit good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well,
but a good win.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It was packed too. It seemed loud in there.
Like, I mean, I can't
every
tell
video I saw during the broadcast, but like social media wise, it seemed like it was.
I can never
high
tell on TV. It sounded loud on TV. Everything sounded loud.
But then you go and look
TV.
On social media; it looked packed. It looked high energy.
Well, it
like
is,
Greg.
It is a Patriots Friday, and what do we got? Two sleeps until Drake May. I cannot wait to get there. Curtis, I know you're very excited. This is it. The future has arrived for the New England Patriots.
I mean, I would have done more on the Bruins, the spacing in front of the net on D, but yes, I am excited about Drake May on Sunday. I cannot wait to watch a football game where we're actually building something or finding out we have nothing. Either way, we're moving in a direction.
Correct. I think that for Drake May, he's been waiting, so I would assume that he is... been prepared properly, Wiggy,
yep.
with 30% of the practice snaps, and I'm guessing that he's going to have the butterflies or what have. I mean, you've talked many times on this show about that very first huddle and mm-hmm. having absolutely no idea that what was going on.
Right, and but I think it'll be, you know, I think he'll be a little comfortable in the sense where he's had the whole kind of week to prepare. He knows that he's the guy moving forward. It's a lot easier when you know you're the guy versus like, all right, I always got to look over my shoulder. I always got to look over my shoulder. Like, somebody's coming to replace me. They really don't want me. I think.
Does he know he's the guy, though?
But
is he the guy?
Well, like, I think being the number three overall pick, he knows, like, okay, he's the guy in that.
Regardless of how he looks.
Yeah.
I don't think he's looking over his shoulder that Milton's going to be coming in for him. Like,
no,
they
paid Jacoby Brissett $8 million. Like,
That's backup money.
If things don't go well, they have to...
They're not
going to go back to Jacoby Brissett ever.
Okay. Yeah, I think Mayo's past that point, right? Because he had to answer all the questions about Drake May and why are you going with Jacoby Brissett? What are you doing? You're the one who told us Drake May was performing better at the end of camp. There's no way he goes back to Jacoby Brissett when we've said that you have the worst passing offense in the NFL. You just say, you know, it's a young kid. He's got to get through his growing pains, but we support him.
Well, we will talk on a Patriots Friday with Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker, at around 7:30 or so this morning. Before that, though, we will get to our leads in about 10 or 15 minutes at 6:25. And then they said it at 7, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And that will include a discussion about the emotions that the Swayman felt upon his return to the ice last night and other things coming up at 7.
And just to put the quarterback money in perspective, Jacoby Brissett is the 30th highest paid quarterback this year in the NFL.
Who's making less?
Let's see. He's tied.
Brock Purdy is.
He's tied with Stidy, Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, Trey Lance, Drew Lock, Joe Flacco. I guess Andy Dalton's a starter, so he's making less. He's making $4 million at 30.
Yeah, Purdy's way down there too. What'd you say?
Purdy makes like $800K a year.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that rookie
I would
contract?
Take it, but yeah. If you're Brock Purdy, yeah. I mean.
Well, that's because he stinks.
He really doesn't.
Don't let one game last night fool you.
No, it's not one game.
It wasn't one game.
It's not one game. You are such a Brock Purdy hater. Oh. It's insane.
Did you see his numbers? Did you see his numbers going into that game?
Yeah, they were good.
No, what he had, he threw more interceptions than Daniel Jones. He had less touchdowns than Justin Fields. His completion percentage was who the hell did they say it was less than? I don't know, some scribbines. I sent you the thing. All you got to do is look at it. I sent you the thing on the group text.
How many interceptions does Aaron Rodgers have this season?
I'm talking about.
But you were like, oh, his interceptions going into this game. He has four. So does Aaron Rodgers.
He has more than Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones is a scribine.
He has less than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback on the planet.
As Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. All right. Look at how he was compared to last year.
I don't care about last year. I'm saying that the guy who was Mr. Scribines. Irrelevant has done pretty damn well for himself and deserves more than $800,000 a year.
Oh, well, I'm not saying he doesn't deserve more.
You kind of just said that.
Is he worth $60 million?
I didn't say that.
What is it that you hate about him?
Yeah.
He's just not that good.
He's not that good.
I mean, I don't know. He's
if you put Sam Darnold as the quarterback of the 49ers, they're better or the same right now.
But do you think he deserves more than $800,000 a year, Curtis?
Oh, of course, but that's the structure. When you're an undrafted guy or Mr. Irrelevant, then you have to wait a little. Like Wiggy would have been higher paid out of Georgia if he wasn't undrafted. You sort of have a longer climb in the salary.
All right, so here it is. Oh. Completion percentage, less than Will Levis.
Okay.
And Will Levis is a scribines in Tampa Bay. Total touchdowns.
But Will Levis is a New England guy from Connecticut.
That is true. Total touchdowns, fewer than Justin Fields until last night. He had eight heading into this. Justin Fields had eight heading
Justin
into this.
Field.
Justin Fields had eight. He had six. And interceptions, Daniel Jones has only thrown three on the year. And Brock Purdy has given the ball away six times. So to say, because I think the thing that I have an issue with is people always try to put him in the category of elite quarterback.
Well, he's fourth in quarterback rating right now. So,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like you can pick and choose what stat you want to go with, but.
But do you think he's a top 10 quarterback?
No.
This
season?
He's pretty close.
Yeah.
He's pretty close.
Like we he's carried them the first half so far this year.
Right. I hate to do this. I hate to do this in the middle of the break, but can we have a brief musical interlude so we can all collect ourselves? Is that all right? Yeah, okay.
Justin Fields. Wiggy just wants to draft Justin Fields.
Remember that one?
Oh. I remember that one.
Okay.
On the verge last night, and granted, if Geno Smith didn't stink, they would have been two games behind the Seattle Seahawks.
And I'm looking at the list of quarterbacks right now. I want you to go through and pick your top 10.
My
in
top
the
10 quarterbacks
yeah.
in the league? All right, hold on.
Because good
get
luck doing 10 without Brock Purdy.
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen,
yep.
Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford.
That's five. Good job.
Okay, hold on. I would say
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. I would go Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts.
I'd go Justin Herbert over him.
You said Justin Herbert? Okay, I'll go with Justin Herbert. I would go with Jaden Daniels over.
Okay, I mean,
I'd go with Jaden Daniels. See, you would go with Jaden Daniels over Brock Purdy.
You are blinded by hate.
If Jaden Daniels was on San Fran,
that argument to me is ridiculous.
Oh, so we don't do that argument?
No, I don't do that argument because
Jared Goff.
Put any of the top 10 quarterbacks on the Kansas City Chiefs, and they'd move up the list. I mean, it's all about.
I don't know about that one, Greg.
Wiggy, it's about.
I don't know about that one.
It's about the player at that position. It's also about who he is surrounded by.
Right. Okay, so that's what we're saying.
Right. We're saying that if you gave Kirk Cousins, for example, the keys to the 49ers, they're no worse. They might be better.
Oh, I'm laughing out loud looking at Dak Prescott's numbers that Wiggy just brought up about Brock Purdy and how different they are.
Huh. So who you think's better, Dak Prescott or Purdy?
Right now?
Brock Purdy.
Ooh, I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I'm just, you picked the numbers, so I'm just looking at
No, I gave you the top. You asked me for top 10.
Yeah,
I would,
and, but you basically you started the argument about Brock Purdy's numbers, and then you want to tell me Dak Prescott's better this year. He's got a completion percentage of 65.4, and he's got a quarterback rating of 56.9.
Yeah, he's struggling. So, he's struggling. I'll give you that. He's struggling. Mm. But you don't, he's struggling, but who's a better quarterback?
Right now, Brock Purdy.
Who would you take?
Brock Purdy.
You would take Purdy over Dak?
I'm taking Brock Purdy, too.
Like the words of Mayo, that's cap.
All right. Well,
I don't want to get in arguments. It's a Friday.
I know. I don't know where I stand on this. I do know I'm like everybody else, I'm on Shime Island. So wherever Shime stands, that's where I stand. Wherever Shime and Bill O'Brien are on the island, that's where I find myself.
Well, Greg, you want to know something? We have a quarterback that's better than both of them, so it's okay.
I'm on Shime Island.
Shime, are you wearing your jersey to bed every night?
No, I genuflect in front of it, though, every night. Or every time I walk in and out of my bedroom.
Mm. Yeah.
It's nice.
It doesn't go with the ball gag, also.
No. That's the different room.
Coordination-wise.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question. If Drake May struggles, will you wear it while you're punished?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, have you got the punishment worked out if Drake May is not good? Like, if Drake May, do you get slapped every time Drake May throws an interception?
No, Sunday? He's going to throw interceptions. It's going to happen.
Right. He should be slapped every time he gets a touchdown. Yeah. It's a reward. Yeah.
All right.
It's like a reward.
Anyway.
I just said that.
No, I know. I was quoting a meme, but okay. Thank you. Good job, guys. Way to be boomers.
All right. And then, I didn't mention Pudge's pals. 9 o'clock this morning, Curtis.
I can't wait.
We will have a dog in here who is hoping to leave with a forever home at 9 this morning. So, if you have the opportunity, and it's a Friday, so you should, make sure that you're watching on Twitch at 9 or you're watching the show on YouTube at 9 so you can take a look at the dog that we are hoping one of you will take home and make your best friend for life.
Do we have any indication, boy, girl?
No, like, no information.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
But it's a shelter dog and a dog that's hoping to leave here knowing who his family is. So that will happen at 9 on this morning show. Straight up, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Bruins win their home opener 6-4. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 20 saves in the win. Jim Montgomery happy with the game and Swayman's performance, but still thinks there are some things that they need to get better.
Again, we got to clean things up. I mean, we gave up 2 face-off goals. We had 4 icings tonight that I didn't like. I didn't think we had 5 with the last one. 2 ended up causing goals, and 2 ended up with them going on the power play. So that's the part of the game management part that we need to be better at. Jeremy Swayman was good. He made the saves that he could. Again, there's backdoor tap-ins that because our coverage isn't solid yet.
The Niners get the win in Thursday Night Football 36-24 over the Seahawks. Brock Purdy completed 18 of 28 passes for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Kind of pedestrian.
Debo Samuel went 75 yards on a ball that should have been intercepted.
Congratulations are in order to Shime. However, Geno Smith did go over 250 passing yards.
Boy. Thank you, Courtney.
Yep. Good job.
Boy. Good job, Shime.
Swami. He nails it again. Hold on. This is Joe. Joe, good morning.
Okay, good morning, guys. Wiggy,
yo,
you're disqualified for evaluating quarterbacks, and you're the guy that wanted to give Cam Newton $40 million.
Yeah, it was 30.
It was 30.
It was $30 million he wanted to offer Cam Newton.
And honestly, in today's market, not bad value.
That is not bad value. That's probably what Brock Purdy's going to get. $30 million.
Oh, no, Brock Purdy's gonna get 50.
No way, he gets 50.
Yes,
Shime.
He is, Wiggy. Yes, he is.
I am so on Team Wiggy on this. There is no way
he gets 50.
$50 million.
I would wager a decent chunk of change that will get 50.
Well, we're gonna find out soon.
Sunday is May Day. Drake May will get the start against the Texans at 1 p.m. We'll talk to Jelani Tavai this morning about that matchup. But we did hear from AVP yesterday. Here's what he had to say about what Drake's ability does for this offense.
Definitely. You know, he has shown throughout the preseason and camp and everything that he has the legs, and his college tape shows that as well. So it does give you some flexibility.
in baseball.
MVP?
Yeah.
See, he sounds like he don't even want to play him. Yeah, it's like...
Well, so you haven't figured that out yet?
Yeah, but I mean, have a little bit more energy
enthusiasm
for your core. It's like, yeah, he's got legs. We found that on college, whatever.
He went on, he did say that he's more prepared than he's ever been. He said that all coaches were on board with going with
he
Drake.
He didn't sound like it.
Yeah.
If you ever sit around and announce to everyone how happy you are with something, you're likely not.
In baseball, as we wait to see who will advance to take on the Yankees and Mets, I hate to say it, but hell of a long weekend for New York. The Mets will either take on the Padres or Dodgers on Sunday, and then the Yankees will take on either the Tigers or Indians on Monday. And then the Bills take on the Jets on Monday Night Football. So they've got a good one.
How about that? A potential Subway World Series?
Yeah, pretty crazy. What do they call that?
Subway Series.
Oh, okay. Right.
Well, at one point... there was a man that we heard from frequently on this show who was from Philadelphia and was experiencing the greatest night of his life. I don't know if you remember that guy or not, but we played that audio a lot. Unfortunately, for one woman, Wednesday night was not the best night of her life in Philadelphia.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away and them getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake. I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort because this is crap. It's full of crap.
Okay. So as bad as her dog passing away was that Phillies loss. Yeah.
I'm actually rooting for both the Yankees and the Mets. I would like to see a...
Oh, you want a Subway Series?
I want a Subway World Series.
Okay.
That would be interesting.
You know, it has nothing to do with the sandwich. Like,
No.
Okay. If you change your name, you could get Subway for life.
No, it has to do with...
I was actually going to do this my lead.
Oh, that was going to be Curtis's lead.
Darn, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, it has to do with the trains. I mean, that's what we used to call the subways here.
What?
Subway.
What?
That's what you call the MBTA.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't know that?
Yes. We all did know that.
All right. Well, you made it sound like I didn't know.
No, I was making a dumb joke saying that you thought it was the sandwich place. Honestly, it was a quick 6:21 Friday throwaway line.
I know
you know what a Subway is.
Yeah, okay.
You grew up in the city.
He missed my joke, too, when you were like, oh, what a Subway Series. And I said, well, what do they call that? You said, the Subway Series.
I didn't know you knew that. I thought you was asking if like you knew that.
Also, correction off the bat this morning. I am so sorry. Very insensitive of me. I called them the Cleveland Eyes instead of the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, boy. Canceler.
Very sorry.
Canceler.
I am very sorry.
Turn off mentions.
That is what is trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Gorgeous day. 44, brisk out there, but it's going to be high, approaching 70 with sun this afternoon.
Okay, who requested this trash?
That would be my man, Jay Wiggs.
There you go. That's Waka Flocka.
Should have known.
No hands, baby.
Should have known.
No, it's a party. It's a party.
It's high energy on this Friday.
That's what you said. You wanted party songs.
Is that what Shine wants all morning?
That is it.
I said high, upbeat, entertaining music. That's it.
Okay. Well, we've got high.
That's the theme.
That is it.
Wiggy has high covered.
You know, there's a whole other genre of music.
Maybe some Caribulu.
Who's that?
By Tech N9ne.
Curtis, as a legendary weather smoke in these parts.
Yeah.
Can I assume that you snuck a peek at Aurora Borealis last night?
The Northern Lights. I saw Reiner out there taking pictures, so I had to do it myself. I was at the top of Castle Island's fort taking pictures of the lovely things in the sky.
Beautiful.
Just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It really was. It was a marvelous sight.
Are you calling for a bad winter or a mild one?
I'm calling for 36 and a half inches of snow in Boston. Looking at 42 and a half in Worcester.
That's for the season?
Yes, sir.
Is that the hills of Worcester?
Yeah. It's always the hills. It's right around Holy Cross. It's very chilly.
I like that. That's below average, I would
guess, should
right?
be below average. Well, El Nino is still percolating, so you got to figure that out. But I just gave a more accurate forecast than the people did this week, so good job for me.
I'll take that.
I saw yesterday the storm surge was 5 feet. They said it would be 15 to 20. Pretty wild. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. That's like 10 feet.
It really is. Where do they go to get their money back, those people? I mean, they bought generators. They boarded up the houses. One dude, I don't know if you saw the dude in Florida who bought the straps and strapped his roof down with the straps. Apparently that worked.
Yeah.
Everybody was making fun of him. You know, like the giant straps that you put if you're moving something in a truck or, like when you go to a big event and there's a tent, they have the giant straps out.
When you, crank the thing.
You crank the, the metal thing to do that. Somebody put that, some dude put that over his house in the eye of the hurricane, and it worked.
I like that.
Sheer American ingenuity, Curtis.
It really was brilliant, brilliant stuff. And when you tell people and you're crying on the air about a once-in-a-100-year storm that turns out not to be the biggest storm of the month, you might lose credibility.
Well, you know who's getting paid?
Who?
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, man. That guy's going to get a Netflix
Lieutenant
series.
Lieutenant Dan has a bit of has a lengthy criminal record.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
I did not.
Oh, mugshots are.
He has like 15 or 16 mugshots, which are now available on the interwebs. I mean, it's Florida, so I'm to be expected.
Right. How many of those are like drinking in public? What did Aiden Ross offer him, like $100K for, what is it, like a kick deal?
Well, Aiden Ross is also in a little bit of trouble. Are we going to get to that during the news?
We are. Okay. Yes, yeah.
Streamers.
Oh, there he is.
Holy hell.
Dan. Yeah.
Those are all separate arrests?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
Oh.
He's been through it.
How
does
it?
Well, how does somebody at the news station not just Google his name? I'm serious.
Oh, they probably knew that.
What, you think he's well known to, I mean, they to probably the authorities in the area?
That was what do they call those? That was the internet sleuthing, somebody saying, do you really know who Lieutenant Dan is?
Right.
I think that they retracted the $100,000.
Okay,
the
did
offer,
they?
Yeah, the offer that was given for the new boat and the
$100,000
has been retracted.
That's
based,
not right.
Based on the criminal record.
The Twitch chat is undefeated. Maine 2022. This show celebrates criminals.
I mean, what's this criminal...
What is wrong with you?
What's this criminal past for?
Maine 2022 is in here every day.
Really?
Every day.
Why would you listen to a show that celebrates criminals? Odd look, bud.
Yeah, but what's this criminal past? Are they like, you know, open containers?
I'm guessing it's a bit of drugs.
I mean, you know.
He also is missing
a leg. Now, why would you say that, looking at Lieutenant Dan? Why would you...
He looks a bit weathered. And I understand he lives on a boat, so that could be it. But I hope that he is okay.
All right.
Wiggy, you're actually getting a lot of credit
for
the Waka Flocka at 6:30 in the morning.
Well, it's Waka Flocka Flame.
Maybe you pick the next rejoin as well.
No, because, you know, my music doesn't always, you know, go on the show. Like, what's it? A lot of people don't generally listen to what I listen to. So, and most of the songs I like that you can't play them because they got all types of swears in them.
Yeah,
so.
Bad words.
But I do like a lot of the 70s. I'll get you some good 70s rejoins.
Okay.
Because you know that's my wheelhouse.
Dial up an upbeat soul song for me?
Oh, man, I could dial up some good ones.
Okay. All right. Well, Shime's looking for a high-energy party Friday vibe.
High-energy Friday, baby. Let's get it.
All right. Yeah. It's also Patriots Friday, and Jelani Tavai will join us next hour, and we will talk about a quarterback change. For the New England Patriots, I cannot wait until Sunday gets here, and I'm assuming that you are feeling the same this morning about Drake May, so we'll talk to Jelani Tavai about that at 7:30. And then for the first time on this show, Pudge's Pals, in which we seek to find a forever home for a dog from a local shelter, and that dog will be in here at 9 in honor of the great Pudge, the official lifelong mascot of the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, I can't wait.
And so 9 o'clock is when that happens. Courtney is overwhelmed with excitement about this.
I can't tell you how awesome it is that we're celebrating Pudge this way.
It
warms my soul.
It really is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for
And today
o'clock.
It's Great Dog Rescue New England, which is where I got Pudge. So a perfect way.
It is?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I even knew that.
Oh, yeah. In Harvard, Mass. That's where I picked up Pudge. A quick story, picked him up, put him in the, he was in this little crate, like travel crate, and drove whatever it was, an hour from Harvard to Boston. And
don't you use that same crate for James when you're driving him?
No, he puts me in it. I get home, total, complete idiot, and I just let him into the living room, and he proceeds to empty his entire 5-pound body's worth of poop and pee.
Oh.
And I said, I think I've made a mistake.
Well, but he was nervous.
He was nervous, but then thankfully we're both potty trained now. So,
all right. Well, 9 o'clock is when we get to Pudge's Pals. Right now, though, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
That's
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars.
No, it's not Bruno Mars. That's Pharrell.
There you go,
Wiggy. Pharrell.
Scotty Pharrell.
That's Pharrell with a P.
Neptunes, right?
Pharrell with a P-H.
And the song is Happy.
Yeah. And Shyam is happy. What are you so happy about, Drake May?
Yes, okay. I am beyond happy about Drake May.
You're not going to have your third Drake May lead in a week, are you?
Greg, I would do nothing else but have great Drake May leads leading up to his first start.
Okay.
It only makes sense. So today for you, Greg, Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer does his quarterback rankings each and every week. And so he released a side-by-side of how he ranks Drake May and how he ranks Jacoby Brissett. And you know when you know someone's telling on themselves that they don't know anything when they do certain things, like in this instance, when he claims that Jacoby Brissett has a quote-unquote better arm talent than Drake May. He ranked Jacoby Brissett as an 89th percentile, whereas Drake May is an 88th. Sir, I would like to direct you to every Jacoby Brissett throw all year where there's no talent. It's one speed. It's a fastball. And he can throw it really good when a guy's sitting like in the middle of the field, not moving, and he's just looking at Jacoby Brissett 7 yards down the field. But any ball anywhere else, like outside the numbers, deep down the field, is terrible. It's horrendous. There is no arm talent there. Drake May, however, has exceptional arm talent. He makes throws from different angles. He can, I mean, it's like a shortstop playing quarterback sometimes. He can make the deep throws. He can make the short throws. His arm talent is insane. So I just like to point out when people are being stupid and people are being hypocrites. Dan Orlovsky. And this is a situation like that. Guys, there is nothing but joy and excitement for me leading into Sunday. I cannot express to you how great this is going to be. It's going to be a step in the direction of our next forever, and I cannot wait.
Are you taking the over on passing yards? What is that number?
So I think that the number's climbed actually a lot. So it opened right around 150. It's now up to like 162 and a half. I would lean over. It's not going to be my lock of the weekend, but I would lean over.
I would lean over.
Yeah, I would lean over.
And when you lean over, still, unfortunately, you can't get back up without assistance.
No, Greg, actually, I'm more like a weeble. Weebles wobble and they don't fall down.
All right. Shyam, thank you. Hi,
you're
Chris.
Welcome.
Very brief PSA to the people of Florida or anybody in the line of a coastal storm that drives an electric car. Spontaneous combustion. It happens. It's happened dozens of times in Florida.
No.
When you combine salt water with lithium batteries.
Oh, boy.
It is a massive fire threat.
This is going to be a problem.
GEICO, a major insurer of cars in Florida, sent an email Wednesday citing the concerns of the combustion, spontaneous combustion of electric vehicles to its policyholders, warning them of this threat and telling them to do whatever they can to find protected parking areas for their electric vehicles.
What's going to happen when we go all electric soon?
There'll be no storms by that time.
No storms?
No.
Okay.
Well, it will help with climate change with the hurricanes.
Then we won't have hurricanes.
A plus B
yeah.
equals C.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I think so.
Yeah.
So just a heads up, everybody out there, if you know someone driving electric, make sure they get out of the way of the hurricane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe in this state starting next year, one cannot buy, or in any state actually, one cannot buy a truck that is a gasoline or a diesel powered truck if you intend to register it at any point in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Wow.
I have a question.
If you want a diesel truck, you're a landscaper, you're in construction.
Just some people like diesel better than gasoline.
You're a plumber. You're an electrician. You are not allowed by this state any longer to buy the kind of truck that you want to buy. That seems weird to me in
that
America.
Seems like it's a dictatorship.
It's dystopian, yeah. As some seems would
say. Like North Korea.
Would you agree? Dystopian.
Seems like North Korea.
It does.
It's a dystopian track.
Yes,
I would say this also, Greg. I don't know, but my guess is the emissions from a lithium battery fire are not good for the environment.
Probably not. Great lead this morning,
Thank
Curtis.
You.
Excellent lead. We will get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. Courtney, my lead is for you this morning.
Oh.
Because of your intense dislike for those who participate in fantasy football. We learned on this show you hate them.
I don't hate them.
My lead is for you.
Almost as much as short guys.
Nope.
Right. She does not like the short kings, nope. And she doesn't like the fantasy football hardos.
These are lies.
So we will get to all of the remaining leads next. No, nope, not going to do it. I'm not going to be able. I'm just telling you, you guys can do the show without me from 7 until 10 if that continues.
That
song rips.
Yeah.
That song is dumpster worthy is what
you
that
like
is.
Pink Pony Club. How do you
I
not
do,
like that song?
I do like Pink Pony Club, but I don't like that one.
That sounds like those things they used to have when we were younger, like the kids pop. You could buy the CDs.
Kids pop.
Yeah,
that's CDs. That sounds like Devo after they huffed some helium balloons or something. Like, no.
And by the way, Greg, James hadn't had a blueberry in a long time. Now he's all in because of you.
Oh. It was so fun in the office yesterday after the show, hanging around with you and James. Sharing my blueberries.
Yeah. He did say that he was the most excited to see moi. Curtis?
Not really.
There's recordings out there that would suggest that. That's correct.
Well, he says he's excited about seeing two people. He's
and Greg.
He's kind of coached into saying Courtney.
Oh, yeah. Coached?
And then he says Gweg on his own.
And I would also add that whenever he gets a makeshift microphone, which there are many in the house, he says Wiggy Show. And then
go.
I put him in the basement. And I lock the door.
Listen, if you want me to fill in, if you need a babysitter, let me know. I will teach that kid everything he needs to know about life.
Wiggy Show!
All I know is I'll get home and he'll have like 6 Ocean Prime gift cards. And I'll be like, I don't know how you got that.
You left a major joke out there when Greg said, oh, if you need a babysitter, let him know. Isn't that what his dating life is?
All right. We have leads left. A heads up. As long as we're talking about Curtis and James, this is the first day ever of Pudge's Pals. So at 9 on this morning's show, there will be a dog in here who is hoping against all hope that one of you will give them a forever home. So please join us at 9. Watch this show on Twitch or watch this show on YouTube at 9. And if one of you is able to give this dog a home, we will be eternally grateful. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You are not going to like my lead because I'm going to tell you about the people that are putting their money where their mouth is when it comes to hurricane relief.
Okay.
And the number one person on the list is someone that you guys all hate with a passion. So let's start with Tom Brady. Tom Brady, $100,000, and GoPuff is matching that. So $200,000 going to hurricane relief from Curtis's savior.
Thank you.
Then Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, they donated $1 million to Hurricane Relief.
Okay.
Dolly Parton, $1 million there.
Dolly P.
But who's getting the most criticism? Taylor Swift, who donated $5 million, and people are saying that's not enough.
Well, wow. That's it?
That's crazy. If you are somebody who's saying
she's a billionaire.
What have you donated?
It's a good chunk of change right there.
What have you donated?
I don't really have any affiliation with Florida. I mean, Taylor Swift has a lot of fans there, I guess.
I think you have quite an affiliation with Florida. We go for spring training. You enjoy Florida just like
true.
The rest of us.
I guess,
think, you know, there's a lot of celebrities that get out there. And Taylor did not release. And I know Curtis is going to say, well, how do you think it got out there? Well, the place that she wrote the check to did release something, a statement saying, you know, thanks so much, $5 million.
Not enough.
I don't think it was enough.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Okay. So just wanted to say there are celebrities out there that are putting their money where their mouth is.
All kidding aside, good on her.
Yes.
Good job, Taylor.
That is, and everybody who gives.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Whether you give $50 or you give $5 million.
100%.
You're giving some. That's all that matters.
Can I give a PSA, too, for anybody in the media? Did you guys see Heidi Watney's tweet yesterday?
No.
She's like, so the Trop's roof came off because of a hurricane. And so she thought it'd be a good time to show these, like, glamour shots from, like, 15, 20 years ago, saying how sad she was from the roof, that her pictures were taken there
but
and now the roof's
gone. It's her posing underneath the roof?
No, she's on the roof. It's like a thirst trap saying, I miss you, roof. It was so weird.
Yeah,
people are just so self-absorbed.
Timing is awful. Mitch
has it on Twitch. It's like, okay, we know the roof's gone.
You know what T-Swift should do? She should write a song about Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, that'd be pretty good.
Kind of like the ode to Lieutenant Dan or whatever, and then give all the proceeds.
We just went over his criminal mugshots, and then in the Twitch, people were saying what they read he was arrested for.
And then it's not good?
It's not good.
Okay. What was it?
All right. We'll discuss later.
All right. Okay.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, one guy that is kind of on the watch list, and we love him here. I mean, he's a former Boston Celtics, but I don't know if you saw this story with Kendrick Perkins.
Yes.
His company, him and a co-founder created this company called Nilly. It's like an NIL company that gives student athletes upfront money.
He's being dragged for this.
Yes. And in return, you know, the company gets 10% to up to 50% of their future earnings up to 7 years. So
if you're going to go play a sport in college,
yes,
and you think you're going to eventually get an NIL deal,
yep,
you can go to Perks Company
and say, get a loan.
I want the money up front.
Yes.
Okay.
I want $50,000, and then they'll say, okay, cool, and then they'll work it into a contract. They got about 20 athletes right now, and they're working into a contract on how much of a percentage they're going to take. I get a certain percentage, you know what I mean? But it seems like that, you know, like a lot of people are saying, this is like a high-interest loan for a lot of these kids that are going to, that you know.
They may not get the NIL, then they have to pay the money back.
Right. I know what. Growing up with my mother, if somebody offered me $25,000, we would have signed on. We would have signed that life away on the dotted line.
Yeah.
She would have been like, you better sign that thing. So
do you think it's a bad idea?
I kind of
you have two kids who play college football at UMass. Do you think it's a bad idea?
I think it's, you know,
it's scummy.
Yeah, I think it's a little sketchy because you got to be careful with some kids that might come and, you know.
They're adults, though.
Well, no, but
they can make a decision for themselves.
But there are
what's the difference between that and a kid who's 18, 19, 20 in college and gets a credit card with a 27% interest rate? Like, I mean, what's
I think there's the way I look at it,
there's really no difference.
No, the way I look at it, and, you know, I'm guilty like a lot of other kids, is when you're unfortunate to come from a place that you were raised learning how to properly take care of money and budget money and manage money. Like, a lot of times you have to make a lot of mistakes, but it would be helpful to not take advantage of people in that situation. And so that's kind of what some of the people are saying. Hmm. I get what you're saying, Greg, but you just got to be careful when you're going after certain people.
But
that
they're going forward with the company.
Yeah.
Perk
yeah.
and this guy.
Well, they already got about 20 athletes. So
they do.
Yeah. So I told you, I know I would be one of those athletes if I could get $50,000 up front.
Yeah.
And it's called Nilly.
Nilly. Yeah. N-I-L-L-Y.
Nilly. Okay. All right. We got to take a break, unfortunately, real quick. And then I will get to my lead with regard to fantasy football hardos and the damage that they may be doing at times. That is coming up next.